Hey everybody, what's going on? Rob Cesternino here, and we have got a special treat for you here today. We are going to be talking about part one of the newly released Big Brother Canada 5 cast, and it's a good one. We've never done this before. We spoke with all 16 of the players in sequester for Big Brother Canada 5. You will hear from 8 of them here today in this special preseason special. We have 4 returning players that we are allowed to talk about here today and 4 new players that we are allowed to talk about today. Then we will have part 2 of this podcast coming up for you guys on Thursday, where we will be allowed to talk about the other 4 returning players and also the other 4 newbies. So what we have for you here today, very exciting. We are going to hear from Netta, Kevin, Gary, and Bruno, and then we will introduce you to 4 of the new players that you will see on Big Brother Canada 5. So the way that this was going to work was that all day Tuesday, I was on the phone, and every 30 minutes or so, my phone would ring, and I'd have about 5 minutes to talk to one of these Big Brother Canada house guests. We were not supposed to talk about anybody else they may or may not see in the game. So we were a little limited in terms of asking them about specific players that might be in the game, who they're targeting, and stuff like that. So that's why we don't get into that in these interviews. But we had some very fun conversations with both the returning players and the newbies. So that's the preview of my cast preview here. And then with the other 8 coming tomorrow, Jordan Parhar will be getting together with the LFC very soon also to preview the cast in greater detail and maybe do reactions to my first impressions from these interviews. One other change with our Big Brother Canada content for this season, because of everything going on with a simultaneous Survivor season, I don't want to overcrowd the feed. We get a lot of new people who come on for Survivor, a lot of people in the United States who can't watch the show or can't figure out how to get these Big Brother Canada episodes. So what we're going to do is that we are going to have all of our Big Brother Canada podcasts in our Big Brother podcast feed. You can go to robhasawebsite.com/BB podcast to get that feed in iTunes. These podcasts will also be in our Rehap Ups feed, which are all of the podcasts that are not hosted by me, including the ones hosted by me for Big Brother Canada. Those will be at robhasawebsite.com/Rehap Ups. And of course, Jordan Parhar's will be in the Reality TV Rehappy Hour feed. So just to reset that, if you need our Big Brother podcasts, they will be in the Big Brother podcast feed and in our Rehap Ups feed. And that is going to be effective with part 2 of our cast preview coming on Thursday. So just be aware of that. And if you need help on Twitter or anything like that, I'll get you the right links. Or as always, you could just go to robhasawebsite.com where you can find everything. Okay, so let's get into my interviews with the cast. And why don't we start off with somebody that I have been convinced ever since she lost the game back to John Party in Big Brother Canada 2 that one day she would be back to try and right a wrong and win a Big Brother Canada season. Here is my chat with Netta Kelantar.
Hi, Robert.
Netta, oh my God.
What?
Is this is happening? This is not a drill?
How are we back here again?
How are you back here again? I never leave where I am.
I'm freaking out, Rob. Honestly, I'm freaking out.
All right. Well, Netta, I feel like that this was destiny, that eventually you would be here in this spot. What's going through your mind right now?
Honestly, what's going through my mind is the interview I had with you after my season, where you're like, the best thing that could happen is 3 years go by and people just forget you and then you come back. I'm like, oh my God, it's been 3 years.
Did people forget you though?
I'm hoping people have just like, I don't know. They just maybe will underestimate me. Hopefully they'll see me in person and be like, okay, she's like a 100-pound little skinny girl. Like, she's not actually a threat.
Yeah. I think that the specter of you is probably the biggest thing that you have to work against. So how could you try to downplay that?
I'm 100% blaming the edit. John won all the competitions. I just got a great edit. I'm going to play dumb. I mean, like, I say stupid things all the time, so it's not hard to play that up anyways. But yeah, if that target's going to suck,
Do you feel like that you need to make an adjustment, or do you feel like that you did so well that first time that you had the right formula and it just didn't work out in the end?
I definitely had the right formula, but I just can't go in there with the same thing of laying low again, because like we said, the target on my back is way too big. I'm going to try and let the big personalities take themselves out again in the beginning. But if I need to, I'm going to play extremely aggressive this time.
Okay. Even from the beginning?
Depends. I'm going to have to go in and see who there is. Like, if they've got like huge personalities that are fighting amongst each other, I'm just going to lay back again, because I think I can let them take each other out again. I'm just going to have to read the house.
Okay. And what if people are coming for you early on?
I've got a notebook of like, okay, if someone's trying to backdoor me, this is what I got to do. If someone's trying to use the veto on somebody else, this is what I got to do.
Okay.
So I've kind of tried to plan some things out.
I'm sure that you must have been planning for something like this for quite some time. What do you feel like might be your biggest blind spot? The thing that you are most worried that you might not have covered?
Well, it's the physical competitions, right? I mean, like, I tried to go to the gym to prepare for this a little bit, but I don't think I could ever beat like an Emmett or something. So I'm scared of those big guys who want to take out the little girls, and it's super easy for them to do it, especially in the first few weeks when it's mainly physical competitions.
Yeah.
That's what I'm afraid of.
Do you have one thing in particular that you look back on as a regret from your amazing game in Big Brother Canada 2?
Keep complimenting me. I like this.
I'll keep doing it.
Honestly, I regret not winning that last competition. It was on me to win that comp, and I didn't win it. So I can't blame John for evicting me, but yeah, I can blame myself for not winning that competition.
Have you given a lot of thought to what your end game strategy might be on a second time out, where you let, or you work so well with John, but he was such a big threat in terms of challenges, but he was there at the end. Would you let another person who could beat you in challenges down the stretch get so close to that money?
No. My thing is, now I want to go to the end with people that I can beat in mental and physical competition. So I think past jury, that's like around jury time or beginning of jury, that's when I want to get out the physical competitors, or even pre-jury, so that I'm left with as weak as possible of an army.
What kind of allies are you looking for this time around? I mean, the you and John alliance was a very unlikely pairing, where you guys were really on opposite sides in the beginning. Is there one particular type of person you're looking to align with this time, or you need to see what the board looks like?
I'm going to have to see what it looks like, but ideally I would like somebody who can win physical competitions again like John and be a bigger target than me, but I don't think I'm going to be able to find someone that's a bigger target than me.
Mm-hmm. Could be tricky.
Yeah, I gotta see who's in there.
All right.
That's the hard thing about this time, you know? Like, when you go in the first time, you know what it's gonna be like. There's the typical stereotypical people that are in there. You know how to play them, but like, now that people know who I am, I'm gonna know who they are potentially, then I don't know. It's trickier.
Okay, well, it's gonna be so much fun to watch you again. Is there anything else you want to say to the podcast listeners who are ready to go back and watch you play?
You guys, I'm one of you. You know I'm one of you. Please root for me. Please pray for me, to like Oprah, to God, to Buddha, whoever you believe in. We can do this. We're in it together.
Are you saying vote for me for any Canada advantages? Is that what you're saying?
That too, I guess. I don't like, honestly, I don't think I could ever win the votes against like a popular hot guy or something. So I'm not really, it's going to suck. I don't think I'm going to really be getting Canada's vote, but I just hope the super fans support me.
Who knows? Okay. All right. Well, Netta, very anxious to see you play. Best of luck in there. And no matter what happens, thanks. You're still great. Don't forget it. Okay.
Unless I'm out first.
Okay. No, still great. Okay. All right.
Thanks,
we'll let you know how Survivor plays out when you get out. Okay.
Oh my God. I'm so excited.
All right. Take care, Netta. Bye.
Bye.
All right. How fun is this? There you have it. Netta Kalantar. She's going into the Big Brother house. This is not a drill. This is not a drill. This is happening. And very excited to see how Netta 2.0 goes. I gotta feel like she's got her work cut out for her when we talk about these players that come in with a larger than life reputation. I think that's gotta be Netta. I don't know how she's able to hide like she did the first time around, but boy, I really hope that she can pull it off. So one of the exciting things that we're waiting to see this season. Another one is the return of somebody else that it was mentioned right from when he went out of the game of, boy, this guy is going to be back for All-Stars. Kevin Martin is back. I've had the pleasure of meeting Kevin Martin in person. I saw him at Run It Up Reno, which was Jason Somerville's poker tournament that we were at back around Memorial Day weekend last year. And then he's been a guest on the podcast a number of times. So very excited to see Kevin returning for All Stars. Here is my conversation with Kevin. Kevin, good morning.
Rob Sesternino. What's up, buddy?
Wow. Kevin, how's it going?
Dude, I'm obviously over the moon. I'm really happy to be talking to you right now. How are you?
Always a pleasure. Very excited as well. Kevin, I'd love to know that you've had so much success in the last couple of years with your poker career. Everything with all the streaming that you're doing is taking off. Why did you feel like this was the right time to come back and play Big Brother?
Yeah, thank you very much. My career's been very awesome. It's been very blessed. I've been very lucky.
Very awesome.
I had to think about it, right? The first time I played, I was 22 years old. It was a snap decision. Yes, this time I'm 24. I'm a little more mature, and I had to think about it. But at the end of the day, like, the wound of losing Big Brother, especially in the way that I did with the triple eviction, that wound is still open and fresh. And I need to write the second half of the story. Even if it results in me not winning, I need some sort of closure. And, you know, I just had to come back. Like, the opportunity is way too fun. A shot at the Big Brother Championship is just, you know, too important for me to pass up.
So what have the last few years of playing competitive poker at such a high level taught you about Big Brother?
It's taught me that, you know, sometimes you can make good decisions and still get, you know, screwed royally. It has taught me just to relax and not focus on the results. You use it on your podcast all the time. Don't be results oriented. And a lot of people in reality television are very results oriented. So it's just taught me to make the best decisions day by day and, you know, not be too upset when you don't win. And don't let it go to your head when you do win, because often you're just on the right side of luck when that does happen.
Okay, so what are you going to do differently in this game?
A lot of things. I got a list, dude. No romantic relationship, no showman. Last time I kind of fell in love. I let my feelings get the best of me. I couldn't deny that I really fell for someone in the house last time with a little cute Peely. This time I got to shut
that. It was very romantic, though.
Yeah, she's just too adorable. You know, this time I got to stay the course. Second of all, competitions. No more throwing competitions. I threw a lot of competitions in the first season. This is a returning player season. I don't know what format this is, but I assume there's a lot of other Canadian alumni, maybe some international. The rumors are all over the place. But I
haven't heard anything about that.
A shot at immunity, whether it's HOH or Power of Veto, is just too valuable this time. If I throw a competition and go home, I don't think I can live with myself. So I will probably try to win everything from the get-go. And lastly, I want to align with power players. I aligned with a lot of floaters last time. I want to find the other power people and work with them. Not be the leader of that coalition, but, you know, be the co-captain, be the third in charge or whatever, and have meat shields. I want to be, you know, Jeremy Collins. He had great success in the second time he played. He always wanted a bigger physical male target ahead of him, and I gotta find someone. I gotta find the Emmett. I gotta find the Gary and have them in front of me, because if those guys get eliminated, I'm probably going to be in some danger in the middle part of the game.
So is there anything in particular besides throwing the competitions that you regret about the way you played in Big Brother Canada 3?
For sure, yeah. I was basically, my social game was pretty weak. I got along with everyone on a very shallow level. I made people laugh. I had a general level of charisma, but I didn't go deeper. I didn't learn about people's families. I didn't learn about people's jobs back home. I didn't learn about their motivation. So I was kind of just like friendly, jokey, but it was a very shallow level of relationship. And when it came time to save me, I didn't have a single vote to stay in the triple eviction. My life in that game did not matter to other people. This time, I have to make sure my life in the game matters to other people.
So what are you going to do to avoid being in trouble out of the gate like you were in Big Brother Canada 3?
That's right. I got to find the alpha males. During my first season, I was a target right away because I couldn't communicate with the alpha males. And in the history of Big Brother, the alpha males usually dominate week one, week two. I didn't get along with the Gregs, the Brunos, the Bobbies. For some reason, I had trouble communicating with them. This time, I got to make sure I can communicate with the alpha males, whether it's newbies or returnees. You know, whatever is the big alpha male presence, I got to suck up to them and I got to get under their wing.
Anything else you want the listeners of Rob as a Podcast to know before you go in the house?
Dude, RHAP, I'm going to play as hard as I can. If you watch live feeds my first season, I was very passive. You know, I avoided gameplay. I was very scared. I was very timid. You know, there's no point. My cards are exposed this time. I'm going to be the hardest worker in there. And I hope I can get some support from the RHAP peak immunity. I want to play as hard as I can, and I want to show that I can learn from my mistakes. So I'm very excited. I mean, I assume we're only a couple days away from this game starting, and I'm just chomping at the bit. I can't wait to play.
And if all else fails, just hide out in the bathroom. Maybe you'll hear something.
Yes, of course. I'm going to be spending lots of time in the bathroom.
Okay. All right, Kevin, best of luck, buddy.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate it.
All right, take care. Bye.
Cheers.
All right, everybody, there you have it. Kevin Martin. I don't know if he will be hosting any podcasts on the live feeds like he used to do with Jordan back in Big Brother Canada 3, where Kevin did a very underrated Stephen Fishback impression. Good job on that. Very excited to see Kevin back in the house, and should be a lot of fun. So another person that's going to be back this season, another huge figure in Big Brother Canada history, we have Gary Glitter. Gary Levy is going to be back. Of course, he was the runner-up, could have been the winner, of Big Brother Canada 1. He is back, and here is my interview with Gary. Gary, how's it going? This is Rob Cesternino.
Hi, how are you?
Very good, Gary. This is very exciting, right?
Very excited. I'm really pumped to get back in there at CBCan5.
All right, Gary. So you had such a unique situation back in Big Brother Canada 1. You came in, you were playing, you were voted out, you came back. It looked like you were going to win. And then I forget what happened then after that, but it was what?
You forget what happened, really? You want me to explain what happened? That's the question. Well, I made it to final two. All the votes were in my favor, and a contestant, or a house guest, I should say, named Topaz, accidentally voted for Jillian and voted for me. And she won the $100,000 grand prize and all the fixes.
Yes. All right. So, Gary, how did that experience change you as a player coming back to play again?
To be honest, my goal wasn't to really win. It was more to give a face to people who I felt were not represented on television. This time around, my goal is more geared towards the money, because I know just being myself will shine and show, and that I don't really have to focus so much on giving that face, because me being on the show will be that face. So I want to strategize more. I want to be more geared to trying to win competitions. I really want to be more in the game and really fight as hard as I can to win. And I know that's going to take a really strong alliance. It's going to take a really good social game, all the things that encompass getting to the end. So I think I'm going to be more of a gamer and more in your face than I was before, if that's possible.
What do you think is the image other players have of you going into this game?
I think the image that other players have of me going into the game would be that I'm just there to entertain, and that I'm just a fabulous face, and that I'm not necessarily serious. And they might also think that I don't deserve to be there because I had already had the opportunity of playing the game. So they might see me as a threat and like an easy target to get out in the beginning.
Mm. So, Gary, what about being on the sideshow? Do you think that that is going to be something that people are going to want to target you more for, that you've had other success outside of the Big Brother house?
No, I don't think so, to be honest. Even though we were analyzing the game so much, I don't think I took much from that as far as like analyzing the game, because each season it changes. So it's kind of hard to put your foot on what you think could happen as far as analyzing the game, because Big Brother changes every single year. There's a new twist every year. So it's kind of hard to say, okay, I'm going to do this because I know this about the game, because you think you know, but you don't really know. So if they were smart, they wouldn't hold that against me, because each season the game changes so much.
Now, Gary, you were very emotional from what I recall back in Big Brother.
I'm an emotional person. Yeah.
Are you going to try to keep that in check, or are you just going to be yourself?
No, I'm not going to keep my emotions in check. I like to emote. That's who I am.
Now, what if you end up having to, God forbid, Gary, eat slop again in the Big Brother house?
It's not eat slop, it's beyond slop. That's the proper terminology, is beyond slop. Because when you're on slop, for me personally, I turn into a completely different person. I get really cranky and angry, and I get an attitude, and I just don't really I'm not myself on Flop. And I knew going into it the first time that I would change, and I was not surprised that I did change so much. And there's people don't know or they don't remember as much. There's cold showers as well. And you, there's limited things to mix the Flop with. And it's strictly Flop, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Like, people need to understand that's all you eat. So it's really traumatizing being on Flop, to be honest with you, because I changed so much as a person. So I'm going to do whatever I can to not end up on Flop, because I know it's going to hurt my game.
And Gary, if somehow you should end up in the final two of this game,
What
will you tell the voters before they cast their vote for this season?
Vote for who you want to win.
All right, Gary, this should be a lot of fun. Best of luck in the house, and looking forward to seeing how it all plays out.
Thank you so much, Rob. See you at finale.
Okay, take care. Bye. All right, everybody, there you have it. There's Gary. Gary is going to turn over a new leaf in Big Brother Canada. I think that's easier said than done. I don't know how Gary all of a sudden is going to become strategic in Big Brother Canada 5, but that's the plan, and we'll see how that works out. One other returning player that we're going to hear from in this podcast, and this is a person who did play with our buddy Jordan Parhar back in Big Brother Canada 3. Here is the return of Bruno Aiello. Here's my conversation with Bruno.
Rob, my man. What's up, buddy?
Bruno, how are you?
My dude, I'm doing good, man.
Bruno, this is exciting.
Yeah, buddy, to say the least, man. It's exciting for sure.
Okay, Bruno, so here you are, a little bit of a layoff, 2 years, now coming back into the house. And so what's the plan? What are we doing, Chop Shop 2.0?
Listen, man, you know, numbers at the beginning is key. You know that, man. You know, the first bit of the game, at least 2-3 weeks, you have to have numbers. That's all it's about. Nobody really knows anybody yet. But yes, you know, I wouldn't say Chop Shop much, but definitely I need some numbers on my side for sure.
Okay, so what's the game plan this time?
Listen, you know, it's hard to say. And I said this last time I came in, you know, it's hard to go in with a strategy. I don't know who else is in this house. I don't know if it's all returning players, if it's half returning players, if it's all new players. I have no idea. So for me to sit here and say, oh, I'm going to walk in and do this and that, listen, I'd be lying to you and I'd be lying to myself. I have no idea what I'm going to do until I get in that house. I see who's there, and that is my tool. Each person is a different tool for my toolbox. I'm going to talk to them one-on-one, get to know them, and kind of just figure out what their strengths and weaknesses are, and that's what my tools are, and that's what I'm going to use against them.
Now, Bruno, once upon a time, way back in 2015, we looked at you and said, oh, maybe this could be the Derek of Big Brother Canada. Do you feel like that maybe a couple of years more removed from the idea of, okay, here is this family man who comes in, plays a really strong game. Do you think that that will help you?
You know, actually, I think the opposite. I think going in, it's an easy target. It's an easy way for people to say, hey, listen, guys, you know, we know what this guy can do. If he gets his claws in us and he goes deep, he's gonna take it. So it could work against where people say, hey, let's just get this guy in. Let's turn him around and let's send him out. So I'm just hoping I don't have to go in and play too hard at the beginning, because I actually plan on just taking it easy for the first week or two. Like I said, just kind of get some numbers on my side, let them do the dirty work. But, you know, like I said, if these guys are like, hey, this guy has to go now, I might have to play hard right from the start.
Because, Bruno, what I like about you is I know you're there for one reason. I'm not worried you're going to get distracted or showmance or worry about, you know, trying to do stuff for the camera. I know you're there to try and win the game. So this is what's exciting. But if it is people, if they are identifying you as that kind of threat, what can you do?
Yeah, you know, I'm going to have to just go into full throttle, man. Go into, you know, that fifth gear and just go hard. And I'm going to have to just start, you know, selling people, man, selling them out. And I'm just going to have to go hard. That's, you know, it's the best I can do, and just kind of get in their minds and manipulate them the way I know how to do it. So even though I did play a decent game last time, I still feel that people didn't even get to see my full game, because I was never nominated, sitting there, my life in danger for a week, had to play hard. You know, I never had that opportunity. So you might see that this time. You know, if I do get put up on that block and it's do or die, you guys are going to see me. You guys are going to see me fight hard. So you haven't had to see that side of me yet. And there's a lot of tricks still up on my sleeve.
What do you feel like was the main thing that went wrong last time?
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, it was, I had a disconnect with a couple people. You know, I found, for instance, Kevin. I don't know what it was with Kevin, you know, great guy. We're great friends out of this house now. But in that house, we could not talk. We had a wall between us. I don't know what it was. And this time, you know, I learned from that. So this time I'm hoping to have no walls up at all with anybody. I want to break down every single wall. I want to have conversations with everybody. I want to be everyone's friend. But I don't want to be everyone's friend to the point where it's too obvious and everyone can see through it, you know? Also, obviously, that fight with Sarah. I think that was the ending point to my game. Of course, I didn't see the twist coming, and you know, Brittany was supposed to go home, so it shouldn't have really affected me the way it did. But you know what happened? Expected, unexpected, and I went home because of it.
Bruno, how big of a game changer is it going to be for you to be able to play these competitions with two working hands?
Oh, buddy, they have no idea, man. They better watch out. So. Yeah. They could barely beat me with one hand, so we'll see.
Yeah. Do you think that that's going to be something where people might underestimate how good you are at the competitions, that you are uninjured so far?
Yeah, absolutely. I am I'm a very athletic guy. A lot of people don't really know that about me, but you know, I've played like semi-pro sports. I have black belt in karate. I've always been athletic my whole life. But at the same time, you know, I'm thinking I'm going to try to go in with a better social game and kind of lay off the competitions. I want to obviously win when I have to. But if I feel kind of safe, or I feel that, you know, there's a bigger target that people are aiming at, I might just let it slide and let them win. I don't want to win too many competitions, because that's when people start turning the trigger onto you. So you kind of want to win when you have to, let it slide when you can.
Okay, Bruno, really looking forward to watching you play again, and best of luck to you here in season 5.
Hey, man, I appreciate it so much, and it's always good to talk to you, my friend.
Always a pleasure, Bruno. Take care, buddy. Bye.
Hey, you too, man. Take care.
All right, there you have it. There is Bruno. I think Bruno could be a good winner pick this season. But then I think about it and I say, oh, wait, no. Everybody's going to know that he's up to something in this house. Can't let Bruno get far in this game. But I feel like that would be fun if he could pull something off. It'll be interesting to see. I like that we have somebody who's just real all business here. That's what Bruno is all about to me. So we'll see how he fares in Big Brother Canada 5. All right. So we have some newbies to talk about also, and they have their work cut out for them if they just don't want to be cannon fodder for these returning players. But I think we have some fun personalities to talk about. So let me introduce you to them one by one. And why don't we start with someone who I think is going to be a lot of fun in the Big Brother house. She is a musician and a server. I don't know, maybe shades of Chrissy from Big Brother OTT. I think she's also a little OTT. Her name is Emily Hawken. She's from Toronto. And here is my conversation with Emily.
Hi, Rob.
Hi, Emily. How's it going? This is Rob's sister, Nino.
Oh, I know. It's me, Emily.
Yes. Yes. Emily, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Very good. So, Emily, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Oh, this is the hardest question ever. Well, it's not really a question. I don't know. I'm young. I'm fun. I'm a musician. I live in Toronto. I like going out. I like sleeping in. And I like to party.
Okay, good. Me too, Emily. So tell me, what kind of music do you play?
It kind of varies. I do like solo stuff, and it's like acoustic, kind of like super depressing, sad songs that yeah. I like playing. I don't know. And then I'm in a band, and that's kind of like more rocky stuff. And then I collaborate with people, and that's more like dancey, like EDM stuff.
Okay. Now it sounds like that you have a lot going on. You go to like all these places and play music. Why do you want to be locked in a house and play a game on TV?
That's a very good question. I've been asking myself the same question. I don't know. I've just seen it on TV, and I've watched all the seasons, and it honestly looks like a really good time. I like not knowing. I like the element of surprise. I like being spontaneous. And honestly, I hope that I surprise myself at the end of this and see what I can actually do.
So you've been a Big Brother fan for a while. You've been watching all this?
Yeah, for like 2 years now.
Okay. So you're watching the show?
I binge watched like all the seasons.
Okay. Even the American ones or just the Canadian ones?
I watched one season of the American one, like the one with Donnie. He was so cute. The groundskeeper.
Yes. Yeah. Everybody loves Donnie. And so you watched it and now you're ready to go. How will being a musician help you in the house?
I mean, if somebody makes me feel an emotion, I'll just write a song about it.
Okay. I feel like they don't let you sing in the Big Brother house.
No, like afterwards. And okay. Then I'll mail it to them. And they'll be like, wow, this song is really mean. I think, I don't know if a musician's going to help me, but I'm a server. So I work at a restaurant and, you know, I've been serving for a while. And I think that's actually going to help me because I have like really good short-term memory and I deal with like a lot of different kinds of people. So, you know, even somebody I hate will end up, you know, liking me.
Yeah. What kind of people do you hate?
I hate like people that are entitled and people that are rude. If you're a bully, like get out.
Right.
People that are annoying or just like, you know, care about stupid shit. I don't like that.
Like, what do you mean? What kind of stupid stuff?
Just like, you know, I mean, in a certain sense.
Like podcasts?
Yeah, podcasts suck. No, I'm kidding. No, just like, you know, I've worked with a lot of girls over the years and I'm not the most like girly person in the world. So I found that like I had to do this experiment where I would just kind of act as a different way. I'd be like, you know, like they talk about their boyfriends and boys and all I would have to say is shut up. No way. He said that? Girl.
And then
they would love me.
Yeah.
Yes. So it was weird. It's a social experiment. So there you go. I can get along with anyone now.
Okay. Would you be looking for a boyfriend in the house?
I don't know if I'm like looking for a boyfriend, but.
Okay. But you would showmance.
I would totally showmance it up. Okay. How cute would that be? Like I can already picture now, like me and Ricky.
Ricky.
Like montages on YouTube. Mm-hmm. That could be his name.
That could be good. That could be his nickname, even if it's not his name.
Yeah.
Okay.
His name's just Paul, a.k.a. Ricky. I'm like, what? Where did that even come from?
All right. So you feel good. You're going to be able to get along with everybody?
Yeah, I think so. I've met a lot of people in my day.
Okay.
And they all don't hate me, so that's a good sign.
What about the competitions? Are you going to try to win the competitions?
Yeah. I mean, like, it's going to be weird because, like, I was super athletic when I was little, but obviously it's kind of dwindled down and it kind of what took up the arts and kind of dropped the sports. But muscle memory, I'm banking on that. I hope that I surprise myself. I still think I'm pretty athletic, so I think I'll be okay at the competitions.
All right, Emily. Well, thank you so much for coming on with me. I'm very much looking forward to seeing how this is going to play out. I feel like that you're going to be a fun one to watch.
Rob, I'm so excited.
Yes. Okay, good. All right, well, go have fun. Don't come back and talk to me for a long time, okay?
Okay, I love you.
All right. Love you, bae. Bye.
Bye.
All right, there you have it. Emily Hawken. I thought the conversation started where she knew me and she did end it with I love you, but I'm pretty convinced that she had no idea who she was talking to. I think that's just who she is. So I think that she'll be fun. I didn't get the sense that she has like a really great game plan going into this thing. But here is Emily. So let me introduce you to another one of the players that you're going to be seeing in the premiere of Big Brother Canada 5. His name is Mark Chrysler. He's 24. He's from Edmonton, Alberta. And again, I have a little more information about these people now that I'm recording this part of the podcast than I did when I first spoke to them, where I really was given a name and then trying to figure out what's going on. So Mark is a bartender, seems like a pretty nice guy. He's going to be into trying to win competitions. Here's my conversation with Mark. Hey, Mark, how's it going?
I'm good, man. How are you?
Doing very good. Mark, I would love to know a little bit about yourself and who people are going to get to see on Big Brother Canada.
Yeah, man, fire away. I'm ready.
Okay. So, Mark, tell us a little bit about yourself.
So, my name is Mark. I'm 24 years old. I'm from Edmonton, Alberta. My current occupation is a bartender. I grew up in a small town. It's actually considered a hamlet. It's so small. About 30 kids graduating my class, so a really small town, and I ended up moving to the big city, Edmonton, a couple of years ago to go to school, to start working, and I've been living in Edmonton ever since, and love traveling and just love trying out new experiences.
Mark, I know you're bartending right now. Do you have a specific job that you're looking to get into down the road?
Well, kind of a hobby of mine is I actually run my own fitness supplement business. It's kind of gotten to be something a little bit bigger. My overall dream, my occupation, I'd love to be able to travel the world. I've done a little bit of traveling already, but I know that there's a lot more that I want to see. My dream is that I want to be able to travel the world and just work on my laptop, both working on my company and bartending. It's they're both jobs where I love getting up every day and going to work, whether it's either or. And yeah, it's always, it's kind of a passion of mine. I'm hoping eventually it'll turn into a full-time career.
So why do Big Brother right now?
I felt like this was the best opportunity, you know. With Big Brother, it's a giant game, and I love games. You know, it tests you both physically, mentally, but you know what, even socially, you have to have a really good social game, be able to interact with different people and just be able to try to make as many friends as possible. And I felt like entering Big Brother would be a great opportunity for me just to try something different. And I couldn't pass up on the opportunity.
How familiar were you with Big Brother before going on this adventure?
Do you know, I couldn't call myself a super fan, but I watched all of the first season of Big Brother Canada, and I think the third season as well. So I watched a couple of seasons, but by no means a super fan.
Okay, so what did you do to prepare for going into the house?
Do you know what? Just keep telling myself, like, before you walk in the house, keep a calm, cool, collected head. Try to make as many friends as possible. I really want to have a strong physical for the physical challenges, but at the same time, you know, I really want to have a strong social game. I feel like that will really take me far. I want to make as many friends as possible and try to create like a really strong alliance that can hopefully get me far in the game.
All right. So are you looking for a special someone in the house? Are you single and ready to mingle?
Do you know what? I am single, and yes, I am ready to mingle. Do you know what? For friends, I definitely want to find someone that would be very strong mentally, do very well in mental challenges, as well as probably another jock, someone that essentially that I can work out with. I feel like we'd have a lot in common and a lot to talk about. And yeah, I feel like having those two people and possibly a girl, a very attractive girl in my alliance, I feel like I could get very far in the game.
So what kind of person do you not get along with in a social situation?
Do you know what? I'd probably have to go with the girl that was given everything in life, feels like she's kind of self-entitled, thinks that she kind of deserves everything just because she's her. I've met a lot of those kind of girls at the bar, and I couldn't really see us having a lot to talk about.
How do you feel like bartending has helped prepare you for this?
Oh, I think it's been absolutely huge. With bartending, you have to, not only do you have to keep like a calm, cool, collected head, you can't freak out when you have a customer that maybe had too much to drink and you have to ask them to leave. You have to talk in a very respectful manner and ask them to leave nicely, but as well as just the amount of people that you meet and just the different people, you have to be able to relate on different levels and try to establish, you know, you want to establish a friendship with your customers as quickly as possible. As well as bartending really helps you become very outgoing. I know I was more of a country boy growing up in high school in a small town. I was very shy, but moving into the city and becoming a bartender, it really got me out of my shell.
Oh, you're way out now. Okay. No time to be shy in the Big Brother house. All right, Mark, thank you so much. Good luck in the season. Okay.
Man, thank you so much, and have a good one.
All right. Take care. Bye. All right, everybody, there you have it. That was Mark Chrysler. We are going to switch gears and talk to another one of our female players. Her name is Dre. She is from Montreal, Quebec. She's a master's student, and she was also somebody who seems very fun. Here is my conversation with Dre.
Hi, Rob. How are you?
Dre, how's it going? Are you ready for Big Brother?
Always, always ready.
Okay, good. Well, very nice to talk to you. I know absolutely nothing about you except your name. So could you tell me and the listeners a little bit about yourself?
Okay, so I'm 25 years old. I'm from Montreal, which is the best city in Canada.
I hear.
And I'm a master's student currently in communication. So I study media culture and technology in today's society.
Okay. And what brings you to the Big Brother house?
I've been a fan for the longest time. So I just feel like I always felt like I could play this game. And that's exactly what I want to do. That's what's bringing me in.
What about you makes you feel like that you can play this game? Are you deceptive? Are you just so social?
That's a good question. I think that studying communications, it's a very large domain, and it's there's a lot of different disciplines that come into, like, that are integrated into communications, like psychology, sociology, and all those stuff. And I feel like I have great tools that would allow me to be a good player. And yes, I think I would be more of a social player for sure. So yeah, I don't know if I'm answering the question. But
do you have a game plan going in?
I don't have a game plan. I don't want to have a strategy.
We got to come up with one.
Why?
You need a plan, no?
No, you don't. I feel like if you have a plan, then you'll just, you know, want to have the control and you'll feel comfortable. So I want to stay, on my toes.
Okay. All right. So what does that mean? You're just going to be looking out for people to work with, or are you just going to try to stay clear of any of the drama?
I love drama, so maybe not staying clear. But I think that what it means is that I'm going to go into the house and just see who I'm working with, basically. And I'm just going to evaluate or assess what kind of players there are in the house, and then I'll go from there. I don't want to go with a plan. I just want to try to adapt as best as I can and look out for any scenarios and things like that. So, yeah.
Okay, Dre. This is a little bit of a personal question. What's your dating situation right now?
Listen, I am single. If you have someone.
And ready to mingle?
Yeah, maybe, perhaps.
Okay. All right. So you would be looking for maybe a showmance in the house?
I'm definitely looking for a bromance.
A bromance?
Yeah. More than a showmance.
So what's that? A guy in the friend zone?
Or a girl in the friend zone, yeah.
Okay. You're not opposed to having a relationship with somebody if you met the right person in the house?
Yeah, definitely not. If I meet someone that's right for me, I'm not afraid to pursue that.
Okay. All right. And then in terms of, would you rather be loved by Canada and lose, or would you rather be hated by Canada and win? I always wanted to ask that question.
Yeah, that's a good question. I would rather be loved by Canada and lose, unfortunately.
Okay, wow. Okay, so why? Are you very concerned if people get a negative perception of you?
Not necessarily, but I do have a life outside of Big Brother Canada, and I'm hoping that I can, you know, have a decent job. So I wouldn't want to be hated. And I don't know how to play the villain really well. I think I'm just myself, and if I'm myself and they don't like it, I feel like it would be, it wouldn't be great. So I would rather be loved.
Okay, and what do you do for fun when you're not playing Big Brother?
I do a lot of things. I dance. I love twerking. I know it's kind of weird,
twerking.
But I love it. Yeah.
See, this is something we have in common, Dre.
You have, we have in common. That's great. I'm sure you're great at it.
Yes, my specialty. All right. Well, Dre, hope that everything goes well for you in the house, that you are twerking your way to finale night, and very excited to see how it plays out.
Thank you very much.
Everybody, there you have it. There's Dre. I don't really get the sense that she knows a ton about the game. She came off as kind of like a peely to me, but who knows? With a Kevin Martin in the house, maybe that could be a good combination for her. So we'll see how Dre fares in this season. Okay, one last person to introduce you to. This was the one person that we'll hear from today that really seemed to at least embrace the role of maybe perhaps being a villain. Here is, from Quebec, here is William Laprise Debian. William.
Hi.
How's it going, buddy?
I'm fine, and you?
Very good.
How you doing?
I'm doing very good. Excited to see you play in the Big Brother game. So, William, tell us a little bit about yourself.
In fact, I'm a French Canadian, like you probably like just hear it. I'm from Trois-Rivières, Quebec, and I've got a blog, a lifestyle blog, and I'm also a student in marketing.
Okay. And so what brings you to go and play Big Brother at this point in your life?
You know, I was always watching, I started to watch Big Brother Canada the first season, and I discovered Big Brother because of the Canadian one, because in Quebec it's unknown, so almost totally not unknown. So I discovered that like 4 years ago for season one. And I just really fell in love with it. They were like, it was only a strategic game. And because in Quebec, we're used of, in reality, TV show, normally there's love. And I was like, just like, okay, this show, there's no love. But sometimes there's showmans, but it's not the goal of the show. And I just like fell in love with the fact that there's only like strategy and challenges. And at the end, there's one winner and we need to be the best at the game to win. So yeah, I just fell in love with the show and the games. I wanted to do it. So.
So ironically, you fell in love with the fact that the show was not about falling in love.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yes.
Yeah, I think like I don't need someone in my life, but maybe like I don't know, a game in my life. I don't know.
Okay, so you are a strategist. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, I'd love to be. In fact, so yeah.
Do you think that you will come across as a villain in this season?
I think I'm going to be seen as a villain because I'm not there. Like a lot of people say that, a lot of like previous guests say, like I don't want to make friends, and they are doing friends. And I'm not there to be mean in their face, but I'm there like to make friends. But I'm ready to backstab them. This is what I think I'm most excited about, because like I want to play the game. I want to ask their information, to be sneaky, and I'm ready like to backstab to play to win. So I think I'm going to be seen as the villain, because I will certainly not be loyal if it's not helping me. I will lie, say I need to do it. So, yeah.
William, that's all good to say to me, but can you back it up? Do you have any stories of a time that you lied or backstabbed somebody in real life? You don't have to tell me their name.
No, I would not say name. You know, a lot of people were saying to me like, oh, Will is so nice. Everyone is saying I'm so nice, but everyone's saying that I'm so bitchy. And I'm like, if you say I'm nice, if everyone say that I'm nice, but bitchy, like, I'm bitchy with whom, you think?
Yeah, so which is it?
Maybe,
yeah, which is it? Nice or bitchy?
You know, if I'm not liking someone and it's not helping my team, I'm going to try to, like, get this person get out of my team, I would say. So, yeah. I don't want to be too like precise, but because I don't want the people to be like, no, I'm talking about who, but yeah, kind of thing, these things.
Okay. So what kind of players would you want to align with in the Big Brother Canada house?
I'd like to be allied to maybe like normally people like I'm a like skinny gay guy. Normally people are going to think that I'm going to be allied to a long girl friend, like a little bit like Raoul did, but I would like to maybe be allied to a jock, like someone where like people would be surprised to see me with. Mm-hmm. So I would love to do that, because maybe it's going to be more under the radar, and like I would like to try to hide this, maybe like a alliance with me and this guy. If not, maybe like for sure a girl. I will be allied with girl for sure, but yeah, I'd like to surprise people with maybe a big jock if he wants to do it. If not, I'm going to have to say bye-bye to him. So.
Okay, and then what if there are showmances in the house that you hate watching people fall in love on TV? What if people are falling in love right in front of your face?
In fact, it's not the fact that I hate to see people falling in love in front of me or on TV. The fact is that I didn't like to see like TV show that the main goal was to find a love, because I find that it's really like, at the end of the day, like, it's really rare that the people at the end of the day really fell in love with the other one who's finishing the game. So I think it's what I don't really like about this kind of reality TV show, because it's so fake. But when people just fell in love, like, I love love. Like, it's so beautiful. And I would like to have a showman if it's, like, happening to be the first gay showman. But, like, yeah, I don't care. It's just that when the reality TV show, this is the main goal. I don't really like it. I think it's really fake. So.
William, don't hedge. You want to be a villain. You hate love, okay? You could work with, you can use
okay.
that. Okay, I hate love.
I can be like, I love villain. I can love.
Yeah, I only love evil. Right, okay.
Okay.
All right, William, best of luck in the house, okay?
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Take care. Bye.
Bye.
All right, there you have it. There's William. I had to, like, kind of at least twist his arm a little bit. Don't back off being a villain thing. You can't be okay with the love. You got to be go all in on being a villain. All right, so that was my conversation with William. So lots of intrigue, I think, with the Big Brother Canada cast. Again, that's only half of them. We have interviews with the other half coming up on Thursday, of course, that we will be very focused, though, as well with the Survivor premiere, the 2-hour Survivor Game Changers premiere. I will have Survivor Know-It-Alls. After that episode, I will have exit interviews with the first two players kicked off Survivor, a podcast with Vetus, voicemails with Cass. And don't forget, that will be all in our main feed, robswebsite.com/iTunes, that our next Big Brother podcast will be only in the Rehapups feed and in our Big Brother podcast feed at robswebsite.com/BB podcast. I want to also thank our many patrons of Rob Has a Podcast who help support this fine podcast and everything that we're doing, including a day of interviewing Canadian reality show contestants like this one turned out to be. So thank you guys. One thing that I don't talk about enough is that in addition to our main patron podcast group, we also have a Big Brother patron group where we talk about the Big Brother live feeds. The LFC are all there. If you're having a hard time, perhaps you missed an episode of Big Brother Canada, people can point you in the right direction of where to see it and much more. That's all part of being a member of our patron group and so much more, including so many RHAP episodes that we've done just exclusively for the patrons that you've never heard before. That's all available. You can check it all out. Go to robhasawebsite.com/patron. Very much looking forward to hearing from you guys about this half of the new cast and also how I did. This was the first time for me, so this was kind of a thrill to be able to do this sort of thing. So I do thank everybody over at Global for helping make this happen. So thanks so much. Looking forward to your comments on robhasawebsite.com. Take care, everybody.